Please note that today's meeting is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn today's meeting over to Taylor Jung. Mr. Jung, the floor is yours.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Taylor Jung, Chief Financial Officer of 10S King Acquisition, and I will preside over this extraordinary general meeting. It is my pleasure on behalf of the Board of Directors and Officers of the company to extend to you a warm welcome and to express our appreciation to you for virtually attending this meeting. It is 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and the extraordinary general meeting is now officially called to order. Before we move on to official business, I would like to note that virtually present today are representatives of 10X, as well as representatives of our outside legal counsel. Regarding the business of the meeting, a copy of the agenda and rules of procedure are each available via the virtual portal under heading documents. The meeting will take place as described in the agenda and the rules of procedure. We'll now proceed to the business portion of this meeting. We have opened the polls for voting on three proposals. Voting will only be open for just a few minutes. If you have not voted yet, or if you wish to change your vote, please follow instructions on the screen in order to vote. The board fixed July 1st, 2024 as the record date for determining 10X King Acquisition shareholders entitled to notice and oath and to vote at this extraordinary general meeting. Accordingly, the notice of the meeting has been sent to all shareholders entitled to vote at this meeting. I have here an affidavit sworn to by our proxy solicitor, D.F. King, stating that the mailing commented on or about July 15, 2024. In addition, resolutions were adopted by the board of directors of 10X, providing for extraordinary general meeting to be held virtually and directing that notice to be given as provided in the third amended and restated memorandum and article of association. We'll file a copy of the proxy materials and the affidavit with the minutes of this meeting. I hereby appoint Felix Aurehula at Equiniti to serve as the inspector of election for this meeting, who will tabulate the results of the voting. Felix, will you please present your report of attendance at this meeting so that we can determine whether quorum is present?
Taylor, there were 6,653,077 shares entitled to vote as of July 1st, 2024, the record date. And there are 5,605,233 shares, or 84.5% present virtually or represented by proxy at this meeting.
Thank you, Felix. On the basis of the report of the Secretary and Inspector of Election, I find that proper notice has been given and that a quorum is present. Accordingly, this meeting has been properly convened. The matters to be acted upon here are, first, business combination proposal, a proposal by special resolution to adopt the merger agreement, the related transaction documents, and each of the transactions contemplated thereby, including the domestication of 10X to Delaware from Cayman Islands and the merger. Number two, the domestication proposal, a proposal by special resolution to approve the transfer by way of continuation from Cayman Island to Delaware, the deregistration of 10X as a Cayman Island exempted company, and the registration of the company as a corporation under the law of the state of Delaware under the name Celius Oncology, Inc. And number three, the organizational document proposal, a proposal by special resolution to approve and adopt deletion of the third amended and restated memorandums and articles of association and the substitution in their place of the proposed new certificates of incorporation and new bylaws of Celius Oncology, Inc. in connection with the domestication of 10X to the state of Delaware. 4, non-binding governing proposal, a proposal by ordinary resolution to approve certain material differences between 10th Third Amended and Restated Memorandums and Articles of Association, and to propose a new Certificate of Incorporation and propose new bylaws. Presented the proxy statements and proxy card mailed to all shareholders separately in accordance with SEC's requirements. Number 5, the stock issuance proposal, a proposal by ordinary resolution for the purposes of complying with the applicable provisions of NASDAQ Rule 5635 to approve the issuance of shares of common stock, par value 0.001 of Citius Oncology Inc., pursuant to the domestication and also the merger. Mm-hmm. Number 6, the incentive plan proposal, a proposal by ordinary resolution to approve Citius Oncology 2024 Omnibus Stock Incentive Plan with effect from the consummation of the business combination. Number 7, director election proposal, a proposal by ordinary resolution elect 8 directors, namely Soren Dutia, Myron Hulubach, Eugene Hulubach, Joe Marison, Leonard Mazar, Dennis McGrath, Robert Smith, and Carol Webb to serve staggered terms of the Citius Oncology Inc. Board of Directors. Number 8, the adjournment proposal, a proposal by ordinary resolution to approve the adjournment of the extraordinary general meeting to later dates or dates, if necessary, to permit further solicitation and vote of proxies in the event that there are insufficient shares represented to constitute a quorum necessary to conduct business at the extraordinary general meeting, or to approve one or more proposal at the extraordinary general meeting, or to the extent necessary to ensure that are required supplements or amendment to the accompanying proxy statements prospectus is provided to tenant shareholder. The poll for voting are open. If you have not voted yet, or if you wish to change your vote, please follow the instruction on your screen in order to vote. I'll pause here for 30 seconds for everybody to take action if needed. The polls are still open, but we will be closing shortly. Okay, I now declare the polls closed and ask the Inspector of Election to provide the preliminary report.
The ballots and votes have all been counted. The preliminary results, as of the business combination proposal and the domestication proposal and the organizational documents proposal, are that holders of at least 2/3 of all the votes entitled to be cast at the proposals have voted for the approval of all 3 proposals. The preliminary results, as of the non-binding governance proposals, directors of election proposals, stock issuance proposal, and the incentive plan proposals, that the holders of the majority of the votes entitled to be cast for the 4 proposals have voted for the approval for all 4 proposals.
I hereby declare that the business combination proposal, the domestication proposal, the organizational document proposal, the non-binding governance proposal, the stock issuance proposal, the incentive plan proposal, and the director election proposal have been approved. Because the 7 proposals have been approved, we do not need to address the adjournment proposal regarding adjournment of this meeting. The Inspector of Election is directed to submit a certificate of inspector of election of the final vote count with respect to the matters voted on today, which shall be included in the minutes of this meeting. There's no other business to come before this meeting. This concludes our meeting, and the meeting is officially adjourned. I would again like to express my sincere appreciation to the shareholders who attended the meeting virtually, as well as those who submitted their processes, but were not able to join us today. Thank you.